This is Torah Every Day. Torah 101. Finishing up the book of Leviticus, Vayikra, in the Parasha B'chukotai. My regulations, God says. Chapter 27 of Leviticus, nearing the end, and we will be moving into the book of Numbers shortly. Verse 1, Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell the people of Israel, if someone makes a clearly defined vow to Adonai, to give him an amount equal to the value of a human being." As you can see, we are getting ready to exit the book of Leviticus with a bang, with some difficult passages for us to understand in the days that we live in. But I will do my best to explain and put it in context for you. This passage today deals with vows, making a vow and then the valuation of that vow. And I will point out from the beginning that this isn't so much about the slavery issue as it is keeping your word and being honest with your business transactions. If someone makes a clearly defined vow, in verse 2, to Adonai to give him an amount equal to the value of a human being. Rabbi Simeon ben Yochai taught that just as the texts, quote, "He shall not break his word," from Numbers 30, "and defer not to pay it," from Ecclesiastes 5, applied to vows, so they also apply to valuations. Keep your word. You say you're going to do something, then do it. In a business transaction, follow through. Yeshua, our rabbi, would later say, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything beyond this is of the evil one." Now, the value of a human being does not mean the value of a man's soul, the value of a man's existence. Don't misunderstand. Human beings all are created in the likeness of God and are precious in His sight. This was strictly business related to indentured servitude, which a man entered into willingly, as we have pointed out. These are not people who have been captured against their will, kidnapped. To people who are voluntarily giving themselves over to servitude. Again, Adonai comes into the cultural practices of that day and begins to reform it, make it better, to make it more honest, to make it more humane. Society, as we know it, would eventually evolve out of this practice, as we know. So verse 3, the value you are to assign to a man between the ages of 20 and 60 years is to be 50 shekels of silver, which is 1.25 pounds of silver, with the sanctuary shekel being the standard. The Mishnah taught that this law valued equally the most handsome and the most ugly men in the country. Either one was worth the same. Kind of a humorous side note from the Mishnah. So the value of the working man, the indentured servant, 50 shekels, but if a woman, 30 shekels. Okay, ladies, before you fly off the handle here, again, this is not speaking of the value of a person. This is speaking of their value to the work in which they would be doing, which was primarily agricultural, and therefore men with their physical strength were more qualified and inclined to do that kind of manual labor. So that's all this is that one type of person was more physically able to deal with that kind of work, and one was not. That's all that there is to say about this. Verse 5, if it is a child, 5 to 20, assign a value of 20 shekels for a boy, 10 for a girl. Same issue. And a boy at 17 or 18 is much more capable of doing agricultural hard labor than a girl would be at that age. If a baby, you know, remember, these are whole families that are coming to work for a certain period of time and being paid or paying off a debt by doing it. If a baby 1 month to 5 years of age, 5 shekels for a boy and 3 for a girl. If a person past 60, 15 shekels for a man and 10 for a woman. If the person is too poor to be evaluated, set him before the Kohen, who will assign him a value in keeping with the means of the person who made the vow. Verse 9, if the vow is for the value of an animal of the kind used when people bring an offering to Adonai, all that a person gives of such animals to Adonai will be holy. He is not to exchange or replace it by substituting a good animal for a bad one or vice versa. If he does make such a substitution, both the original animal and the one replacing it will be holy. Holy means set apart. It didn't matter if the animal was of greater value monetarily or lesser value monetarily. If you set it apart for God, then it was deemed holy. Thus, it doesn't matter if a person is extremely talented in a given area, but another person is not so talented, but they both want to use their ability for the Lord. They are accepted on an equal plane as holy, and the gifts that they have are holy. If the animal, verse 11, is an unclean one, such as may not be used in an offering to Adonai, he must set it before the Kohen. And the Kohen is to set a value on it in relation to its good and bad points. The value set by you, the Kohen, will stand. But if the person making the vow wishes to redeem the animal, he must add 1/5 to your valuation. So business practices are being established here. This is all that this is. And keeping in mind that God is bringing order. He's bringing honesty and ethics into the mix of his people. These are aspects of life that virtually did not exist in those days. So it may seem backwards to us, or it may seem antiquated, but in fact, this was very advanced in a higher plane of living for ancient times. Verse 14, when a person consecrates his house to be holy for Adonai, the Kohen is to set a value on it in relation to its good and bad points. The value set by the Kohen will stand. But again, as I pointed out, whether it's valued higher or lower monetarily, it's still set apart as holy for Adonai. So it ultimately doesn't matter what a person wants to bring to God in the days that we live in. If it's a small amount, it's holy. As a matter of fact, Yeshua pointed to the poor woman who dropped only a few pennies into the offering. And he marveled because she had given out of her poverty. Though other people were giving much more, she gave much less. However, to her, it was a great value, a great deal of money. And Yeshua spoke well of her for that. So whatever you have, not comparing it to what other people are bringing or what other people are doing or serving in different capacities, it's what you have to bring. And then it becomes holy. This is the Torah.